Maybe you're looking to grow in Christ. Maybe you're looking to know if God does really exist. Well, you've come to the right place as we go to God's Word for answers for life. Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon is coming up next. Join us. Welcome to today's edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. Each day we come to you with just a few minutes of time to spend in God's Word that we might grow in grace, that we might find ourselves encouraged in our walk with Christ. And for those who are seeking to know if God really does exist, well, the answers again are found right here in God's Word. Won't you join us for this edition of Abounding Grace? Here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
In Romans chapter 6, the Apostle Paul wrote in verse 15, "What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness?" You'll notice there that he highlights the fact that there never really is a middle ground in this life. There never is someone who has their foot, let's say, firmly planted in the church and one in the world. It is either one or the other. And Paul says, look, here's the reality. If one is living his life as a slave to sin, controlled by it, mastered by it, never turning, the reality is they are still a slave to sin, a sin that is leading them to eternal death. But then he sets that in grand contrast to the Christian who has come to Christ and has been washed and has died with Christ when Christ died, who was raised with Christ when Christ raised. Thus, he has died to sin, and that means he has become now a slave to Christ. And the outward demonstration of a changed life that he shows by his life in service is ironically producing in him righteousness, in honoring the commandments of the Lord, the fruits of the Spirit. The changed life produces that kind of obedience, not sin. A slave to Christ is unto righteousness, not lawlessness. Remember, Paul in Romans 6 was reacting to this argument. What then, shall we continue in sin because we are not under law but under grace? In other words, since we're saved by grace, what does it matter how we live? What the Apostle Paul is saying here is, if someone remains in their unrepentant sin and yet calls themselves a Christian, the only reality is they're not a Christian. They are actually slaves to sin, leading them to death. And that is a really important message today when we're told someone can walk an aisle, they can say a prayer, they can do this thing, sign on a dotted line, and they're Christians, and regardless of how they live, since they decided to live for Jesus and made that profession at some point, but even though now they're living in darkness, they're still Christians. You see, the fact is, Paul says, when somebody truly comes to faith in Christ, it's a whole salvation. He now becomes a slave to Christ, and that old man is dead. Do you see why it's utterly impossible to live in continuing in sin? Sin is slavery, which is ultimately slavery to the devil. Now, here's what I want to get to today. Paul's point really is that no one is truly free. Who really is free then? Paul says, look, you're either a slave to sin or you're a slave to Christ. Now, you tell young people to do what is right. And oftentimes, we think that the rules that we are given somehow is keeping us from freedom and happiness. And so here's what we think. Look, God's on one end of the spectrum, evil and Satan's on the other end of the spectrum, and here am I right in the middle, and it's my own freeness and will to decide who I'm going to belong to. My friends, I'm sorry, that's totally unbiblical. There's no such thing. No one is really free. You see, we have freedom all wrong. We think freedom is freedom to be let alone to do what I want to do and make the choice that I want to make. And that's that whatever is going to bring the most enjoyment in my life, that which fulfills my desires, if I am able to choose that, that will really express my freedom. We perceive that as freedom, autonomy, individualistic choice to choose one or the other. But Paul says, look, you're a slave to one or the other. You're not free. You are either a slave to sin leading to death, or a slave to Christ leading to righteousness. Now, One pastor tells a story of walking down the street in L.A., and he saw this man who was riding his bicycle on the sidewalk next to him. And on his chest was a sign, "I'm a slave of Jesus Christ." As he passed by, the pastor turned around and saw a sign on this man's back, "Whose slave are you?" It's impossible then, you see, for the Christian to go on living in sin. That's put Paul's whole point here. Because no one is truly free. If you are continuing in sin, unrepentant, hardened sin, even though you can call yourself a Christian till you're blue in the face, he's saying if you are continuing in that pathway, then you are a slave to sin, and that is slowly leading you to death. But the reality for the Christian is that sin's dominion has been broken, and you've become now a slave of Christ. Now, in the middle of this, Paul doesn't want us to lose sight of the fact that we didn't bring this change ourselves. So again, this whole free thing, we've got to address in light of Scripture. The whole time, he doesn't want us to lose sight of the fact that God did something unimaginable for us when we were slaves to our sin. He freed us from being in bondage to our sin to become now a slave of righteousness. That's what he says in verse 17. But God be thanked. Let's stop there. I said earlier in the week, this is what I meant when I said, when you understand the gospel, when the great truth of understanding the gospel in the mind, what God has done for you in Christ, when that has penetrated the mind, that he's freed you from the law of sin and death and has made you a servant of Christ, it flows before any action right from the mind to the mouth. That's why I think we start with the wrong place with people today. We just want to get them, serving, we hear. We just want to get them out there. We just want to make them step out. No. First off, we want to put these truths in the mind so that it will lead them to praise. Then we'll talk about action. You see why Christianity is primarily about a message to be believed first and always? That's what drives the Christian life. God be thanked, says Paul. What propelled Paul into this life of joy was first understanding and believing with all of his mind what Christ accomplished for him. We forget that. The Lord's command was, love the Lord your God with all of what? Your heart, soul, but we forget this part, mind. This must happen with us. When we do that, the first thing that happens is the frowns are removed from the face. We understand that we are recipients of the most wonderful news and grace that a holy God could have ever given to a struggling dead sinner. And it penetrates us, stirring us up to abundant life of praise. See, again, Paul doesn't want us to forget the past. In the Greek here, there's a whole series of what we call aorist tenses. What he's saying here, aorist tenses are what was done in the past for you. God did this for you in the past at some point. That is a continuing present action for you, present benefit. Notice what he says here. God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, so totally at some point in the past, he says you obeyed. Now he says that form from the heart, that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. So he says, thank and praise God because he crucified your old man in the death of Christ and he freed you. And that doctrine that you've believed now produced in you what? Obedience from the heart. Isn't that awesome? This is what God has done for you. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. Notice again, form of doctrine. You obeyed from the heart. So this is what God has done for you, given you a Savior who has justified you freely by his grace and announced to you this message of the gospel, that you heard this doctrine of salvation. Notice again, emphasis on doctrine, dogma. Paul says this should drive you today to be thankful. Because that doctrine penetrated right into your hearts, which from there produced a changed life. And do you see what Dorothy Sayers was saying, as I highlighted earlier in the week? This is an exciting dogma, an exhilarating doctrine that has transformed us. If this is a boring message to us, in heaven's name, what then is exciting? That thou, my God, shouldst die for me, we sing. And he did. This Christ acted on my behalf. He did it when I was yet his enemy, not when I decided to accept him, but when I still hated him. Go back and read Romans 5. You can't forget all these aorist tenses here to make this abundantly clear. These are all past tenses. Verse 2, you were baptized into Christ. This is Romans 6, verse 2. We died to sin, verse 2. We were buried with him, verse 4. We have been united with him, verse 5. Our old nature was crucified with him, verse 6. We died with Christ, verse 8. And then the grand summary here, and have been set free from sin and have become slaves of righteousness. Verse 22, you've been set free from sin and have become slaves of God. Do we get the point? He did all of this for us at some point in the past to do what we could not do. What we could not do, he accomplished in his beloved Son on the cross for us. And Paul's whole message is, look, if you're a Christian and your trust is in Christ, this sweet Savior to save, this is true of you. How could those for whom he did all of that continue to live in sin? That's the essence of apostasy. I want you to listen to very carefully. We'll pick up with this tomorrow. Jesus' discussion with the Pharisees in John 8 regarding true freedom. This is John 8, verse 30. As he spoke these words, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Notice again, how do we get to the truth? You have to know it. The truth is in the message. They answered, we are Abraham's descendants, and we've never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Do you see what they're angry at? They're furious because Jesus said they're not free. Sinners who think they're getting away with sin are not free. They're slaves. And that is just what Jesus says. Jesus answered them, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I pose that question to you today. I am a slave of Christ. I ask you today, whose slave are you? Sin leading to death or of righteousness leading to life in Christ Jesus, our Lord? My friends, it's only one or the other.
Well, that's all the time we have today. This has been Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. Our goal in bringing you Abounding Grace each and every day is that you would grow and abound in grace through the study and the teaching and preaching of God's Word. If you have any questions about the broadcast or anything that you've heard here on the broadcast, or if you have any questions about your own relationship with Jesus Christ, we would love to talk with you. You can call us at 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. You can also access our website, lindenurc.com, find out a bit more about us, take advantage of some of the sermons that we've posted online there, as well as email us with any questions or concerns you might have, especially prayer requests. We would love to pray for you in any way that we can. Again, lindenurc.com or call 360-318-0429. You can always write to us at 8650 Benson Road, Linden, Washington. 98264 is our zip code. And then, as always, you're welcome to join us for worship. Sunday services are at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. And for directions, you can either visit our website, lindenurc.com, or call 360-318-0429. We thank you for joining us today, and until next time, God bless.